Careful site selection and good site management practices are both essential to ensure that producers receive the benefits of winter feeding while addressing the potential environmental concerns. In this first of a two-part interview, Trevor Wallace, Provincial Nutrient Management Specialist, says a new tool has been developed, the Wintering Site Assessment and Design Tool. The tool is designed to assist producers in identifying the environmental risks associated with extensive wintering sites, weighing the risks of one situation against another, and considering the adoption of beneficial management practices to address the risks.
The tool goes through everything like site characteristics, evaluating the site, soil type, the conditions, the slope, etc. But it also looks at the feeding system, breaking the feeding systems out, imported feed system and a non-imported feed system. What we mean by an imported feed system is simply where we're bringing feed onto a site. The feed did not grow on the site. It may be a crop field or it may be a forage or a perennial field, where we bring bales on and either roll them out or put them in a feeder or bale graze. And a non-imported feeding system would be one like swath grazing. And the reasons that these are becoming more prevalent is that the movement of a lot of nutrients on the site and how we lay them out really dictates where the animals are going to be on the site. Like the swath grazing site, where animals eat the swath in the field, generally move down the field as we move the fence line. So the animal gets distributed around the field. With a bale grazing, you know, they'll go to where the bales are, and it's how we lay those bales out. So they may not go across the whole field. They may just stay where the bales are, where the shelter is and where the water system is, and not really have any incentive to go anywhere else. And with bale grazing, we can put a lot of nutrients in the form of feed and straw, bedding, in a very small area. So we look at that. And then it looks at things like flooding frequency and placement of the different feeding intensity. It looks at a stocking rate, you know, cow days per acre, which stocking is something we traditionally use as a term for grazing systems, how many animals the acre can handle and feed. Well, we do the same thing with the feeding system, identifying some areas of risk where your stocking rate would have a very high concentration, a very high opportunity for nutrient deposition at the site from the manure or the feed wastage.
The Wintering Site Assessment and Design Tool is available by calling Alberta Agriculture's publication office at 1-800-292-5697. Part 2 of our interview with Trevor continues on tomorrow's program.